Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Samach Zayin. We begin the brand new perek, the 10th perek, the second to last perek in this beautiful Masechta, and we begin on the very last line of Samach Vav Omid Beis. We begin, Naro Hamurasa. This perek is going to deal with the Hafaras Nedarim. We've mentioned Hataras Nedarim, that's when a Beis din is Matir and Neder, and now we have Hafaras Nedarim, that's when either the father or the husband, depending on the age of a girl, is able to go and nullify certain types of nedarim that she makes. Now, we have three stages. The psukim at the beginning of Matos tell us that there are three stages, that there are different dinim for hafaras nedarim. So when a girl is under the age of Narus, so she is a ketana, so then the father alone is able to go be matir her nedarim. However, if she were to get married at that point in time, be a full-fledged marriage deoraisa, so then the husband would take over the place of the father. Normally, however, it wasn't common for a girl to get married as a ketana. They would get married when she was a nara or as a bogeres. So if a girl becomes a arusa while she is a nara, so then both the father and the husband have the right to be made for a nedarim, and as the Mishnah will outline to us, both need to do it. Either one alone can't be made for a nedarim. Either one alone can be makayim a neder, but neither one of them alone can be made for her nedarim. Both of them have to do this together. That's the period of time between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half when she's a nara, who is an arusa. If, of course, she becomes a full-fledged nesua, that she totally leaves her father's domain, and only then her husband has the ability to be made for her nedarim. And finally, of course, if she's a bogeris, so she's no longer in the domain of her father no longer can be made for her nedarim, but when she gets married, so then her husband will be able to be made for her nedarim. So we begin again. Nara Hamurasa, a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half, who has undergone the first stage of marriage, the Kiddushin or Erisin stage. So in this situation, both Aviya Ubala, both her father and her husband, required to go and be Mifirin Nidarel. Both of them are essential. Neither one alone can do this. Again, as I pointed out, either one alone can be Makayim the Nether. If either one on the same day that she makes the nether, hears the nether, and is not revoking the nether, he's not made for the nether, so then by definition, the nether is Makuyim. Or certainly if the father or the husband says, yes, that's a great nether, go for it, and he's Makayim the nether, so then either one of them alone can be Makayim the nether. But if they want to revoke the nether, they want to be made for the nether, so then both the father and the husband, when she's a Nara Hamurasa, have to go and be made for the nether. The Rosh reminds us of an additional din as well. There's something called a Mufla Somuch Le'ish. That is the year before the Bar or Bat Mitzvah. The one din that applies the Araisa is if the child is capable of understanding what they're doing, so their nedarim are on a daraisa level taking effect. So a girl between the age of 11 and 12, her nedarim actually take effect on a daraisa level if she's a child that understands what she's doing. So this is called Mufla Somuch Le'ish, and this is a din daraisa. The same thing would apply to a boy between the ages of 12 and 13, before his bar mitzvah, the year before the bar mitzvah, the year before the bas mitzvah, if they have the full understanding of what they're doing, so their nedarim take effect on a daraisa level. An interesting aside from the Rosh. Now we turn to Samach Zayin Omer Aleph and continue the Mishnah. Hofer ha'av, if the father was made for the nether, but below hefer abal, but the baal was not made for the nether, or vice versa. Hefer abal, the baal was made for the nether, below hefer ha'av, but the father was not made for the nether, so then eino mufa, the nether is not yet considered mufar until both of them do it. And certainly, and certainly the nether is not mufar. In fact, the nether is mekuyim. Either one, the father or the husband, is mekayim the nether. So this seems to be an extraneous piece. We just said this in the Reisha. What is the Sefer coming to teach us? And that's exactly the Gemara's question. We start the Gemara. Gemara says, hey, no, Reisha, wait a second. How does the Sefer differ anything from the Reisha? The Reisha had said that you need the father and the husband to go and be made for the nether when she's an Arum Rasa. And then the Sefer of the Mishnah says, if only one of them did it, it's not mufar. Well, isn't that the same thing? Hayna Reisha. The Reisha said, Aviya Ubala Mefirina Dera. So that means if only one of them does it, it's not Mufar. So what is this coming to add to us? So one says, no, it's a big Kiddush. Ma'al Dutema, I might have said, oh, Aviya Ubala Ketani, when the Mishnah taught us that the father and the husband have to be for the nether, that Vav, I would have said, is not an and, both of them, but either. Either the father or the husband can be made for the nether, and the nether would fall off. So I might have thought, that's what it meant. So Kamash Malan. So the Sefer was explaining the Reisha a little bit better and telling us that no, both of them have to do it. Shein ha'echad, as the Ran says, yochol lo hafer, and you need both of them to go and do this. Okay. Then the Mishnah is quoted, Bein Tzarech Lomar Sheyikayim Echamihem. And certainly if one of them is Makayim, the father, the husband says, yes, the neder is Makuyim, or he's silent on Biyom Shamom, on the day that he hears the neder, so then that day goes by, so that's the last chance to be made for the nether, so then the nether is considered mekuyim automatically. If even only one of them does it, that's enough to make it mekuyam. So Gemara says, Lomo li le misna, why do I need the Mishnah to tell me this as well? Isn't this also obvious? Hashta. Now, we just said in the Mishnah, Hashta, yesh lomar, hefer, zeh, below zeh, below kum. We said if only one of them is made for it, so it doesn't accomplish anything. So obviously, if one of them is mekayim it, kiyem echle mehem, lomo li, tzrich le misna. Why do you need to tell me that? It's so obvious. Because if one of them is not made for it, the nether goes through. So if one of them is makayimit, Allah has kama v'kama. So what's the chiddush over here by telling me that? Ain't tzorech lomar shikayim echa mihem. Seems to be unnecessary. He says, no, you need it. Because ki yitzrichale, you need it for the following. Kegon, the hofer echod mehen, v'kiyim echa mihen. Let's say the father was made for the nether, but the husband was makayim the nether. But then he changed his mind. Within the period of time that he's allowed to, v'chozer ha-mekayim v'nishal al ha-komoso. So in this situation, he is retracting his kiyum of the nether. He asks the shayla, he does hataras nedarim on his kiyum, and that works. You can be matir nether on your kiyum of the nether. V'chozer ha-mekayim, the one that was mekayim, let's say in my case, I gave the example that the husband was on the mekayim, v'nishal al ha-komoso. And he goes and asks hataras nedarim on his kiyum of his wife's nether, and that works. So ma'al d'tema, I might have said, so my da'oke ha'akre, that kiyum which he originally did, was now ma'ukar, it is uprooted, and therefore, now you have essentially the original hafara from the father, and now you have retracted the hakoma of the husband, and turned that into a hafara, so therefore, I might have said that this nether is now made for it by both the father and the husband, so the chiddush over here is kamash v'lon. The mefirin shneim bevasachas. No, you have to go and do an additional new hafara by the father in order for this to be mufar, because both of them have to do this, so to say, bevasachas. Now it doesn't mean literally simultaneously, but as you can see in the Ran, you can see this in the Rush as well. The Rush is a little bit shorter, so we'll do this inside in the Rush. He says klomar di ramaschol kamash v'lon klomar shlo yehei hefsek shah ben beis afaros. There shouldn't be a long period of time between the two afaros. Shlo yo achron roi lohofer kigon hocha shekodim shenishal lo yo roi lohofer. For example, if let's say first the husband was mekayim the neder, and then the father revoked the neder, he was made for the neder. Now that normally wouldn't work. But then subsequently the husband was asking Shayla, he did hatara his kiyum. So now, so im yofer rishon imo pam shenis. Because nizbatla hafaraso, the father's hafara is no longer good since it wasn't able to work because there was already a kiyum of the nether. And therefore, according to the first pshat here in the Rush, even if the father then would be made for it, it's too late. Sorry, once there was a hafara and it's retracted, so even if they go both together, im yofer rishon imo pam shenis enom wo'el, it wouldn't work. Now, the Ran then brings down, Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Takana. No, he says, no, it does work this time. Im Yofer Rishon Pam Shenis. If the father would then go and do the Afar the second time along with the husband, so then that would work. But he says, Rishon Ikar, he likes his first shot better. The Ran seems to disagree. The Ran says that they don't have to do it at the same time. And Dira Masu Kamash Vulon, so he says, Klomar, Shlo Yafsik Ben Echel the Chavero, Dover Shuma Akev Hafora. That doesn't have to be done simultaneously, but there can't be anything in between that would make the first nullification null and void. Kigon Hakoma. So in my example, where the father first did the Hafora and then the husband did the Hakoma, so then that retroactively ruins the Hafora of the father. Because at that moment in time, since there was a kiyum by the husband, so then that hafara went away. And even if it was done first, botla law, it's no good for her. So the Ran prefers, like the second shot of the Rush, that now they both would have to do it again together, and therefore that would work. However, then he adds, Umiyu, the gears of the Agos and Tzvirum should be, instead of the Chahai, should be Hochi Saki, that this is good, according to, as we'll see, this is the Ramban's opinion. Shalo Toma, people shouldn't say, Ein Afara Achar Afara, Kivin the Afara Kamo Ibatla, since the original Afara was Mevuto, so Sulo Motzi Mefra, people might think that you can't be made for it, so the lesser that's not true, and therefore, Vechein Dasi Ramban Zal. So this is like the second shot in the Rosh, and then you have the opinion of the Ramban that says, like the first shot in the Rosh, Ayin Shom. In any event, that's what the chiddush over here is to teach us that in this situation you might have thought that such a hafara is good. No, you have to either do them both together, like the first opinion in the Rosh, like the Ramban, and it's no good once there was a bitul of the hakama. There's no way to do it. Or like the second pshat in the Rosh, and like the Rambam, that in fact you can redo the hafara once you mavatal the original hakama. As my example was the case where the husband was mekayimit and then he retracted his hakama. Ran has a lot more in arichas over here, and I hope I said this correctly, but we'll go right to now. Now, how do we know that you can have this joint hafaras nedarim from the father and the husband when the girl is a nara murasa? So Amar Rabba, Rabba teaches us from the following pasuk. Now again, the psukim in the beginning of Matos have three sections to them. The first section is dealing with a ktana, the second section is dealing with a nara murasa, and the third section is dealing with a woman who's a full-fledged nesua. She's a full-fledged marriage. And each of them, the psukim in the beginning of Matos, in Periklamet, tell us what is the dinim of hafaras nedar. So, Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, the pasuk says, Amar kwa vimhoyo siya le'ish unedorel le'a. If the woman has already nedarim on her when she is married to her husband. So the psukim continue to tell us, biyom shamo, if the husband hears it on the same day, so then he is able to be made for her nedarim. Now, we see from here, mikan le'nara hamurasa, we see that while she's in arusa, shavia ubala mefirin nedar, that both her father and her husband are able to be made for the nedar in this situation. Mora asks, eimo haikra b'nesuaksiv, maybe this pasuk is talking about a full-fledged nesua. How do you know it's talking about an arusa? It doesn't actually say the word arusa or nesua. It says v'mayo siel ish. So maybe it's talking about that she's a full-fledged nesua. So Mora says, imishum nesua, if she was a nesua, so then that couldn't be, because then you have the third part of that perek, kura achrinuksiv, it says, vimbeis isha nidora. If she was in fact in the house of her husband and she makes a nether, that's when she's a nesua. So the third section of this perek is dealing with a nesua, so the middle section must be dealing with when she's an arusa. And therefore, that's how we know that the father and the husband are in the middle section, the second section, able to be made for a nedarim together. Where it says maybe both of them, maybe the second section and the third section are both talking about a nesua. Maybe they're both talking about a nesua. Aye, what do you need two sets of psukim to teach us the din of a nesua that her husband can be made for a nedarim? Why would I need two sections to tell me the same din? So where it says no, lemeimer, it needs to teach us shein abal made for bikodmin, that the husband cannot be made for his wife's nedarim from before their marriage, and only can be made for nedarim from mikan ulahaba, from this point in time and on. So that's why you need one pasuk to tell us, one section to tell us that the husband can be made for a nedarim, and the second section is to teach us that he can only be made for known as nedarim mikan ulahaba, that she makes while she's married to him, but not nedarim should she bring, so to say, into the marriage. And we turn to Samach Zayin Mubeis, where it says, v'lav mibeilu shamas mineit, but that we would know anyway. How would we know that anyway? So the Ran in Dibra Maskel, Ha Mimelo Shabbos, when he says, the Be'im Beisi Shor Luchude Sagi, the Mashma Minei, the Baal Mefer, Mishaino Mefer Bekodmin. So from the third section, where it tells us that the husband is able to be made for his wife's Nadarim, and that's talking about only Nadarim from now and going forward. So certainly, it doesn't make any sense that you should have to repeat that twice. Because if the third section is dealing with the husband only being able to be made for his wife's nedarim, mikan ulaba, so then the second section, that certainly can't be referring to that the husband's able to be made for his wife's nedarim that are kodmin, that are before the marriage. So again, it seems unnecessary to have two sets of psukim to tell us that the husband can be made for his wife's nedarim, mikan ulaba, but not kodmin. As the Rosh says, the Dibur Masal Mimeila, the first Rosh, he says, the nedarim shenadru v'veso, who made for? He's only allowed from the third section to be made for nedarim that she makes mikan ulaba from when she's married to him. Bim hayo siyeh, if the second section was needed to teach us this, that can't be. Lamali, shmamina, larusa. Therefore, it must be for something else. It can't be that she's an nesua. The second section must be that she is an arusa. Boris gives us an alternative teretz. The ibay yisema, the bach adds the vav. It's a new teretz. The ibay yisema, if you want to tell me the following teretz, that's also good. The havaya kiddushin mashma imhayo siye liish is a lashon havaya. Hayo siye is a lashon of kiddushin and not a lashon of nisuin. So therefore, when it says imhayo siye liish, that's referring to kiddushin and not nisuin. So the second section is clearly talking about nisuin. The Gemara says still maybe emo av luchude mefer. Maybe the husband requires the father to also be made for the nedarim in the case of an Ira Rusa. But maybe the father, since his wife hasn't really left his domain yet, so maybe the father retains the right, just like he was before she was an Ira Murusa, he was able to be made for an Nadarim by himself. Maybe the father still can be made for an Nadarim by himself, even though she's now an Arusa. where it says that can't be. Im Kain, if that were so, now the psukim that we have over here are incorrect. The pasuk should really be Im Kain, the Osra Isar Beves Aviha Kinneureha. That's the right pasuk over here. Lomali, why would I need that pasuk to tell me that the father is still able to go and be made for a nedarim like she was when she was a Nara? So then, Heini Aviha Osa, Lomali, why would I need the rest of the pasuk to tell me that Heini Aviha Osa, that her father was able to go and remove her nedarim? Lomali, why would I need that? Hashta. If, in fact, the din was that the father could be made for his daughter's nedarim while she was at Nara Murasa by himself, so then, certainly, would I need that pasuk then to tell me that the father can be made for his daughter's nedarim when she's not Narusa? So, obviously, it can't be that the father is able to be made for his daughter's nedarim once she's in Nara Murasa by himself. So the first section teaches us that the father can do it by himself. The second section teaches us that the father does it with the husband when she's in Nara Murasa. Both the father and the husband are necessary to make the hafaras nedarim. So again, the first section teaches us that the father can be made for his daughter's nedarim. Second section, which is in Nara Murasa, teaches us that the father and the husband together must be made for a nedarim. The third section, when she's in Nusua, is needed to teach us that her husband alone is able to be made for an Adarim at that point in time. The father no longer can be made for an Adarim. Marstel says, Ema, Av Libaya Orus. However, for Orus Luchudi made for. Now let's flip it around. Say, you're right. When she's an Amurasa, the father can't be made for an Adarim by himself. He needs the husband to be made for an Adarim. But maybe the husband himself can be made for an Adarim. The Orus Luchudi made for. Maybe the Orus by himself is able to be made for an Adarim. Are you going to tell me, Vichitema, Ab the cause of Rahmana Lobali? So then why is the father mentioned at all in the second section? Mi boy lay, you need the father's mentioning the E Hakim to teach us that the father has one ability to do over here, and that's to be make him the nether. So right, if the father's make him the nether, then the husband can't revoke the nether. However, if the father doesn't say anything, so then you just need the husband to revoke the nether, and the nether is mufar. So maybe you don't need the father and the husband to be made for the nether. Maybe the husband can be made for the nether by himself. And the only reason that the father is mentioned, in case the father's make him the nether, so then the nether is mukuyam, and the husband can't revoke it. So Gemara says, no, that's not correct either. Im Kain, if that were true, then why do we need Beis Isha Nodora Lumai Kosav? Why would you need to say that she made the neder in her husband's house, i.e. when she is in the Suah? So if you have, in fact, the din that the husband can be made for the neder by himself when she's a Marusa, so then certainly he can be made for it himself when she is a Nesua. Kavu Chomer. Uma b'makom av Arus mefer lichudei. If, in fact, when there is still the father around, i.e. when she's in Arusa, so she's still someone in the domain of her father, you're telling me that the din is that the husband can be made for by himself, so then Allah has come v'kama. Shalom v'mokam ad mibaya. Would you need the third section to tell me that the husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife by himself? If he's able to do so when she's in Arusa, Allah has come v'kama. Should be able to do it while she's in Asua. So there are extra words over here. And therefore, that can't be the right way to understand it. And the way that we're suggesting that the middle section is both the father and the husband need to be made for her in the dharm when she's in Nara Murasa, that is still correct. Where it says, no, still, Ema, maybe, when it says the words in base Isha Nodara in the third section, maybe that's coming to teach us, Lomar, Shein HaBaal, made for Bekodman. No, you need that to tell me that the Baal isn't able to be made for Kodman. The Nadarm that she comes into the marriage with, he's only able to be made for Nadarm, Mikanu Laba. And the Gemara says, if that were so, uminei, but then you can dash him from here. Arus made for Bekodmin. So then an Arus is able to be made for Kodmin. Now, it makes no sense to say that an Arus can be made for Kodmin by himself, but when she's in Arusa, the husband can be made for Kodmin. But if she's in Nesua, the husband can't be made for Kodmin. So that doesn't make any sense. Ella, the only reason why the Arus can be made for her Kodmin is because he does it b'shutfis with the father. Ella, mishum shutfasei the of. It's because the father can be made for Kodmin, so he's a shutuf with the father. That's why you have somewhat of the paradox that the husband of the Nara Murasa with the father can be made for Kodmin. But once she's a full Nesua, so then the ability to be made for the Kodmin falls off. And that's what you need the pasuk for in Beis Isha Nodara. So after all is said and done, we finally have substantiated Rabbah's statement that we learn out, that we know that the husband and the father able to go be matir the neder, made for the neder together, it's based upon the pasuk b'meyosi eliish unedareha aleha. So we spent this first bulk of the shir teaching us this din. But now we're going to say there's another way to learn this. And we turn to Samachesim and Aleph, which says, the day Rabbi Shmuel, the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they learned the second way to teach us this din, that the father and the husband together can go and be made for the Nedarim. Both of them together must. Neither one alone can be made for the Nedarim. Tana, learn it from the following. Brisa, this teaches us, the pasuk says, Bein Ish Leishto, Bein Av Lebito, Binureha Beis Aviha. Now, what is this pasuk coming to teach us? So the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they taught this brisa, Mikan Lenara Murasa Shavio Bala Mefir Nidareha. You see, both of them over here, you need the father and the husband. It says between the husband and his wife, and it says Bein Ish Leishto, and then it says Bein Av Lebito, and it comes to teach us in this situation that Binureha Beis Aviha, when she is still a Nara, she's still considered in her father's house, but at the same time, she's considered also in her Arusa's domain, and therefore, both of them jointly have to go and be made for the Neder. So Gemara says, great, but what does the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel do with the proof of Rabbah? Well, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with Rabbah's proof? What does he do with that proof? That is a Lashon of Havaya. Now, Gemara says, Mokim le'idach, the girsa that we have is derabba, but it should be derabba, as you can see in the Hagos Tziyunim Os Aleph. So the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, they learn out the other din that Rabbah taught us. What was that other din that Rabbah taught us? So we haven't learned that yet. That's going to be on Daf Ayin. And we're going to see on Daf Ayin, as you can see in the Mefarish, in the Ramasko Kididich derabba, he has the girsa derabba, not derabba. The Amalek Kaman on Daf Ayin, Mekish Kodem Havaya Shnia. And that's talking about a second marriage. So what happens if a woman got married, and then Nebuch, she got divorced, or her husband passes away. Then she gets married again. So this pasuk is needed to teach us that just like before her first marriage, the father was able to be made for a Nedarim by himself, so too, after Nebuch, the first marriage is dissolved. Either she's divorced or the husband dies. So the father, she's still a Nara, so the father is able to go and be made for her Nedarim by himself. And you can see this clearly inside the Ran Dibra Maslo Ulatona Dibra Rishmo. He says, Dom Lekaman again on Daf Ayin Omad Aleph, Mekish Kod Mehavaya Shnia Lekod Mehavaya Rishona. That he uses this psukim to teach us that the father's power to revoke his daughter's Nadarim before the first marriage return again, even though for the time that she was married, he didn't have the exclusive right to revoke her Nadarim, but when that marriage dissolves, Nebuch, again, divorced or through death of her husband, so the father, again, is returned to the right to be made for his daughter's Nedarim. Rabbanan Svirullah, Dagos Tzidim says this should be the Rabbah. What does he do? He also has to learn that drasha out. So he learns both. He learns out this drasha, as well as teach us the Ikur Din, the Ikur Kra, Linara Murasa, the Viyubala, Mefir Nedarah. He needs that pasuk to teach us that both the father and the husband together need to revoke her Nedarim. And he also teaches us this din to teach us that the girl returns back to the domain of her father after Nebuch, the first marriage, is dissolved. Great. So that solves the problem of what the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel does with the pasuk of Rabbah. However, Virabah, that's the gears again, it should be not Virabah, Virabah. So what does he do? Hi, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, my overlay. What does he do with this drasha, Bein Ish Leishto, Bein Av Levito? What does he do with that drasha that the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel they learned? So he says, the Gemara says, that Rabbah would need it, Miboy Leilomar, he needs to teach us the following din, Shabal Mefer Nedarim, Shebeino Leveino. This comes to teach us that the husband's powers to be made for his wife's Nedarim aren't absolute. They can't go be made for Nedarim under all circumstances. He's only able to be maker two types of Nedarim, those that are Inui Nefesh, and also those that are Nedarim Shebeino Leveino, that impact him, even though it may not be Inui Nefesh, but if it impacts him, so that the husband has the right to go be made for those types of Nedarim. Again, a relatively short shir, albeit a very complicated shir. We did it relatively superficially. I didn't do a lot inside. I recommend that everybody go back and try to chazer over as best as they can, reading through the Ran, and you'll get a better understanding. With this, we conclude today's shir.